Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the last in our series on our meditation booklet, Meditation, Your Key to Accessing Universal Consciousness. We are going to start, of course, with our prescription for spiritual alignment. I invite you to just relax and sit back where you are and just open your minds and hearts as we take these words within together. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. We take these words and allow them to spiritually align us for our time together, for whatever we came here to receive and to work with this week that will support our soul, support our awakening, support our presence with that God consciousness within. And so it is. All right, and we are continuing with our meditation booklet by Jane Elizabeth Hart, Your Key to Accessing Universal Consciousness. And we're going to be talking about the rich material in the booklet on the benefits of ongoing meditation. You can find the meditation booklet on the website. It's one of our main menu items at the top of the page, and you can listen to the whole thing, and eventually we're going to have each question up there read by our own James Ma'a, and it's a wonderful way to tap into the words. You can read them, you can download them, you can listen to them in whatever way you like to take them in. They will be there. I just wanted to touch base on a couple of important concepts that we talked about last week when we were talking about what happens during meditation. And there are a couple of things that are worth repeating. One is that as we meditate and keep our meditation commitment, we are building a solid line of communication between our personality self and our higher self, our soul. And the more we tap into our inner space, our center, then the stronger that connection becomes. And we're setting up, Jane describes it in the booklet, a spiritual phone service. So we have our cell phones, and just because our cell phone, we're not using it in the moment, doesn't mean that it's not plugged in and working. And that is like our meditation connection to our higher self, that even if we don't feel it, even if we're not getting a message every minute of every day, like we do on our phone sometimes, doesn't mean that we're not connected. It doesn't mean that it's not working. Our job is to just keep our phones on, our inner phones on. And that line of communication is one of the major benefits and the major goings on in our spiritual practice of meditation that will align our souls and keep us connected. And we have our God computer a couple of different times today. One, just checking in again about what we talked about last week, that our mind is like a computer. And when we make a commitment to meditate, we are adding a new program into our mind computers that allows us to access more than what our intellect can access. It's our intuition app that we download to our computers, to our internal phone system, so that we can connect beyond our normal amount of information that we've been used to connecting with, for better or worse, over many lifetimes. So that commitment is important, and that upgrade from our everyday information that we access to tapping into something beyond, that can see beyond what our personal mind, our human mind, can see. So what does it mean to have revelations during meditation? So a revelation, for our purposes, is an idea that comes to us instantly and permanently alters our consciousness. And just think of a time when this has happened for you, where suddenly you just have this knowing that comes through you, and you know that it's true from the tips of your toes to the top of your head, and you don't know why you know it, you don't know how it came to you, but you know it's true, and there's nobody on the planet who could talk you out of what information just came through to you. And even if your mind tries to talk you out of it, sometimes it can, so we have to watch out for that. But that information is like, no, I can't unknow what just came through to me. And that's a revelation. We go, wow, that is fascinating. And we can't see things the way that we were seeing them before. And it sharpens and attunes your being. It clarifies things that maybe didn't have clarity before. Maybe you didn't even know you needed clarity on something, and a revelation comes through to share with you information. And this is what's happening during our meditation time, is we are being downloaded with these little tidbits, that these gems, these jewels that come into our consciousness, that pop up during the day as needed, just at the right time, just when it's going to get our attention more. You know, when we're sitting and meditating, that's our time to still the anxieties that are going on in the mind, that still the busy minds that think about all sorts of unimportant things, even though to our mind they're very important. And those little gems and tidbits get downloaded so that we can see what we need to see at just the right time, while we're brushing our teeth or going for a walk, or we're just answering the phone, or we're talking with somebody and something comes through that we need to share with them for whatever reason. We could be driving along and receive a revelation. We can look up at a billboard and it's speaking to us. You know, how many times that has happened? I have a few spiritual Twitter things and social media things that I follow, that they pop up on my phone and it just feels like a message from the universe many times. So all of these are part of the revelations that are coming to us. It can come from within us, or our attention can be drawn to something on the outer that is part of the revelation to help us see something that we had not seen before, but need as part of our spiritual process. Jane calls these Christmas presents. You've probably heard us talking about that in the last year or so, or have seen Jane's videos talking about Christmas presents. And these are our revelations that come through that put us in a different frame of mind, that help us see something differently. And even if it's something that causes disruption in our outer world, we don't mind it, believe it or not. We don't mind it because we know it's the right thing. And to have that confidence in knowing what the right thing is worth a little bit of meditation time every day, don't you think? And we feel that safety and that security. If we go back to our spiritual power tools and look at the chart on the differences between being in the third dimension versus being in the fourth dimension, part of being in the fourth dimension is feeling safe and secure and knowing what to do, when to do it. And our meditation time is how we develop that fourth dimensional quality, that intuition is really what it is. It's our intuition that we're developing. We own it. That's our gift. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. That's is something that is embedded in us and belongs to us. And, you know, maybe we've used it here and there in this lifetime, but the more we use it and develop it, the more it works for us throughout the day, every day, throughout big decisions, little decisions, everything that we need to be doing to take care of our karma, to take the steps that we need to take on our spiritual path. All right, so what can we expect to happen as we continue our meditation time? And hopefully this is a commitment you've made for our time this month on our July train of energy and connection. And hopefully you will continue that, because there are many benefits to a continued practice of meditation. And eventually we learn to be in a receptive listening space most of the time. Jane talks about it, you know, being in that connected with our observer self, connected with our intuition 24/7. 24/7, we're just never out of it. We sit down in our meditation space and we connect, and we get up from our meditation space and we're still connected. Our focus is always on the bigger picture, and we can see what's happening in our third dimensional world and take care of what we need to while we are also connected to that higher information, that higher vision, so that we can, what we're doing in the third dimension is backed up more thoroughly, more completely, more solidly by that intuitive information. And we're not always just sitting and meditating in our chair, but we're in that space all the time. That's totally worth it. And that's, you know, developing that connection between our higher self and our conscious personal self is what it's about. It's what our meditation practice is about. Here's our God computer again. We are like a laptop. And I think in our meditation booklet, she describes it as the standalone computer, right? We're the standalone computer, we're our laptop, and God is the whole internet, that infinite storehouse of universal wisdom is the internet. And through our meditation, we can access that entire web. And when we need information, it's there. And the more we tap into our meditation time, the stronger our Wi-Fi is, the stronger our connection is. And we have developed that during our meditation time. When we first start our meditation practice, again, it's like downloading an app or getting that faster modem that is going to upgrade our system and allow that information to flow more thoroughly. And that internet is always on, and we're always tapped into it. And we can say, hey, Google, or hey, Alexa, or hey, intuition, what do I need to know about this? And we have the information. We can, it's just there. It's just there all the time. You know, for lifetimes, we have been that standalone computer without knowing we had any support or any help. We wanted it. We desired it. We asked for it, but we didn't know how to tap into it. So this is our lifetime to connect with that and develop that connection even more than ever. We've been a standalone computer again for many years, and we can safely say many, many lifetimes. We've been a standalone computer. Our higher self has been hanging out there just waiting for us to knock on the door and say, hey, is there something else going on here that I can tap into? And in the meantime, we're just doing our karma lifetime after lifetime. And one day we are here, more conscious than we've ever been. And we buy a spiritual modem so that our life will be easier. And we say, hey, let me meditate and see what happens. when we're, as we do that, we're wiring ourselves to God. And just like we can get any kind of worldly information, like what's the weather today, or who won the baseball game last night, or stock market figures, movie times, shopping, whatever we do, Instacart. It's the same way with our spiritual connection and our, to that universal storehouse of wisdom, that infinite wisdom of God consciousness, that we can tap into that and order it up anytime we need it. Anything we need for our soul is available through our fourth dimensional computer, but we have to go through the careful process of setting it up, just like we have to do with our computers. I've had my computers in the shop more times this month than I care to count. And, you know, that was an outer symbol for me this month of upgrading my own connection to my soul in a new way. And I'm still working with that, and I will continue to work with that. This is why we start out meditating in a regular place at a specific time and make a concerted effort to still our minds. That's us setting up that internal internet system so that we are connected and we learn to feel what that intuitive sense feels like that is different than our personal self. And we spend time with it every day and learn how to use it, learn how to tap into it, remember our password. So when we tap into it, it's there. We build that energy in our meditation space so that we can sit down and that connection, that flow of getting quiet, getting still, becoming receptive becomes easier and easier over time. And just like now, when we trust that when we look up something on the internet, we're going to be able to find an answer, eventually we trust our intuition in the same way. We rely on it and we trust it. And it supports us. So what other benefits do we receive from our meditation time? We open up new avenues for new information to flow through. We talked last week about being wired for spirituality in the Newsweek article from May something of 2001. And, you know, how even science is aware that as we meditate, and people who meditate have the ability to use more of their brain space than people who aren't meditating, you know. And we think about when our busy minds are in charge of us or in control of us, there, our energy, our focus, our attention is spread out in 25 different ways, and our energy is being used on solving problems that don't even exist, or thinking about problems that could exist but don't yet, and thinking about past problems that never got resolved or did get resolved, and how do we do that again? And, you know, all sorts of busy time-wasting things that our brains can be involved in, our minds can be involved in. And when we're meditating, we're learning how to quiet all of that, and we're practicing, we're getting stronger at quieting all of that so that those new avenues for information can be developed and sustained in that energy flow from our higher self to our conscious self, our personal self. And it's connecting us to our higher self more and more. And not only are we connecting more and more to our intuition, but that higher self, that fourth dimensional self, becomes stronger within us, and we're more aware of it, and we're more of that higher self than that personal self. And this is what Jane has been talking about for many years, as she has taught classes. You know, we are becoming our higher self, and meditation is the one most important thing that we can do to help that process. We become better able to respond to people. We respond differently. Maybe we're not so reactive or emotional or judgmental. Maybe we listen better and we remain in our centered emotional space to start with. But then because we can do that, we're connected and we're more receptive to that intuitive information that we might need, you know, and maybe you have felt that. Think of a time when you have come across someone and you just have a feeling to say something and you say it and it was exactly what they needed to hear. And you can feel that. You can feel that vibration or that energy of that information or that revelation is different than if you had just been in your personal mind thinking about what you were going to say next or what question you wanted to ask them or what information you wanted to share with them. You received exactly what needed to be shared, and anything else is, you know, just small talk after that. And how beautiful that would be if we could do that with the people in our lives, whether we feel personally positively or not so positively about someone in our lives. But if we knew exactly what we needed to do for that person and connect with them, then wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't our world be a wonderful place if we were all doing that for each other? But we can start with ourselves, right? We can start with ourselves and be good role models, consciously or unconsciously, for other people, of being that calm, still, present self as much as possible for others. And, you know, I know when I come across somebody who can do that, I have a lot of admiration for them. And I think, oh, wow, I want to be more like that. I want to have that presence. I want to, you know, this person is really present with me and they're listening and I can feel that they care about me. And I want to spread that around more too. So we can be those active role models for other people. And, you know, so that they start to question, how can I do that? How can I be more like that? This is the gift and our service to humanity that we also become in touch with as we're moving into our fourth dimensional space. We understand our responsibility to humanity. That's one of our qualities on the fourth dimensional list of characteristics, that we become in touch with that. And it's not anything we work at or think about, but well, we do work and think about it, but it's also very natural too, that of course I'm going to be present for this person. Of course I'm going to share with them whatever message comes through me to share, because it wouldn't come through me if I wasn't supposed to share it. You know, of course I'm going to be there for other people, whether I personally like them or not, because it's in all of our best interests for all of us to wake up as efficiently as possible. And by our meditation time, through our meditation time, we're quieting our lesser thoughts, we're quieting anxieties, we're quieting unnecessary worries and problem solving that we get into, and we get free from the drama of life because we're not caught up in all of that emotional stuff, you know, and we're not caught up in our own emotional stuff, or we don't get caught up in other people's emotional stuff, and we just get to listen. We get to listen to that higher space, like Jane has described, being on the mountaintop and being able to look down and see all around and see what needs to be done and what action step needs to be taken. And we're focused on, our energy is being used to be in touch with that view instead of being trying to sort through the busyness of the mind. And our meditation practice is how we develop that, how we develop that skill, and how we quiet the emotions and quiet the mind stuff enough to be able to say, okay, what's really needed here? What's really needed here? And then we're not caught up in any kind of confusion, our own or anybody else's. What a beautiful benefit of meditation. What a beautiful quality and outcome to work for. Meditation soothes because we're not busy feeding the anxieties of the mind, of the limited self, of all the things we've worried about in the past, all the things that we worry about today that are there. It soothes and it calms everything. When I was looking up images for this part of the booklet about meditation being something that soothes us, I got a lot of images of babies coming through the search that I was doing. And so it's like, oh, I've got a picture of a baby. This is my nephew who was born on Thursday, little Wesley. And he just looks so soothed there, just probably less than 24 hours old, just trusting and quiet and calm and knowing that he's going to be taken care of. And that's what our meditation helps us understand, is that we are taken care of. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. All we have to do is tap into it and calm everything down so that we know we are taken care of by something much bigger than our personal self, for sure. And we become receptive to those directions and divine ideas that come through us and that create positive results in our lives. You know, not that things always turn out the way we want them to personally, the way our minds think they should turn out, or that we think they are going to turn out, but it's always in order. The way things turn out is always in order, and we're in the flow of that divine order. We're in the flow of that beautiful energy that's flowing through and trying to support our best possible outcome in our lives. And our life in general becomes more efficient and streamlined because we are focused on what's important. We are focused on what is valuable to our souls versus all the many little shiny, distracting things that can be inviting to our personality cells and take our mind energy and take our attention and focus. And instead, we learn through our meditation time, quieting our thoughts, we're learning the value of, like, I don't need to think about that. There's something else more important coming through to me right now. All I have to do is be still and quiet and calm and listen to what's happening on the inside. We become stabilized in that higher consciousness 24/7. We just want to be there all the time. And our lower thoughts, I like this point especially, our lower thoughts get erased from our consciousness because we're not feeding them. If we're focusing on trying to resolve a worry, or usually more like 25 or 30 worries at a time, when we're busy trying to quiet them, we're also feeding them because we're trying, you know, the mind, the human mind wants to resolve, like, okay, I've got to figure this out. Well, if I choose this way to solve this problem, then here's A, B, and C that will happen. If I choose the other way, okay, well, here's D, E, and F that will happen. Well, which is better? Is D, E, F better as an outcome or A, B, C? Well, if A, B, C is better, you know, then there's, you know, QRS that could happen as a result of that. And is that the right thing? And we are just spinning around trying to solve a problem that our intuition can solve much more quickly, efficiently, and appropriately for whatever is involved. You know, we are on this journey, we are learning about our souls. We are learning about the fourth dimension. And the human mind has never done that before. Our human mind has never considered karma before or reincarnation, or if it did, it was just little tidbits here and there that led us to where we are today, to really be able to understand that. And we need our intuition, because our intuition is our higher self that knows all of our past lives, that knows the karma of the current situation that we're dealing with. It knows how to navigate us through that in a way that the human mind could never, ever, ever possibly have current access to. We tap into that higher self, that higher mind of the fourth dimension, of our fourth dimensional self, of our higher self, of our teachers working with us on the other side, our out-of-body teachers, Jane calls them, to help guide us. But we have to do our part by stilling the human mind and realizing that my human mind is limited. My human mind is limited. It just is. It just is. It just has never developed this intuitive app, this intuitive arm, Jane calls it too. She says it's like having a third arm, that intuition to be able to have access to this information that we never had access to before. But we have to do our part in quieting the mind, not feeding our lower thoughts, not feeding our fears, so that we are more receptive to that information coming in. There's a clearer space for that to come through. It upgrades the level of our mentality or consciousness. And I didn't put the spiritual thermometer back on our PowerPoint this week, but if we go back to that spiritual thermometer that is in our spiritual power tools book, we are always increasing our baseline vibration, our baseline rate. So if we've been used to being at a 5, then as we meditate and quiet all the lower thoughts and fears and become more receptive on a regular basis to those higher vibrations, to the 6 on the spiritual thermometer instead of the 5, then that becomes our new habit. That becomes our new bottom line within us. And so we're connected a little bit more at a 6 than we were at a 5. And as we continue our meditation practice and make it an ongoing part of our spiritual journey, our spiritual development, and make it a priority, then we are moving ourselves up that scale, up that thermometer a little at a time. And yeah, maybe we dip down into a 3, but then we do it only because there's something for us to see there. There's something for us to heal. And we know it. And even when we're at a 3, if our baseline is a 6, let's say, then the 3, we are more in our observer self to be able to look at the information that our 3 is trying to show us in that moment. And we're more buoyant. That's the word that's coming to me right now, is more buoyant. And we can hold that information differently and get those revelations that we need that will help us through the difficult time that's before us to walk through. You know, it wouldn't be there if it didn't belong to us and if it wasn't trying to show us something. And meditation is our way of having the muscle to work with that information that comes from the inside too, from our subconscious mind that comes up to be healed and released, as well as handling difficult situations on the outside of us. We have it coming at us both ways, don't we? So our meditation is how we strengthen our whole self to be able to handle whatever's coming at us from the inside or the outside. It's all good, and we have support to take care of all of that for us. Another important point is that we go beyond our physical senses and mental limitations as we identify more with the soul through our meditation time, and we identify more with the energy of our higher self versus the energy of our mind and lower self and fears and all of that stuff that goes on and has gone on for so long. And we identify less with what we take in from our physical senses because that's so limited. You know, for many lifetimes, for many, 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 many lifetimes, our senses have been the way we've navigated through the world, and they've been very important. But there's more. There's more, and our meditation is how we tap into that sixth sense, you know, that intuitive sense. And we identify more with that because we learn to trust it. We learn to trust our intuition over our personality self. And boy, this is, I'm saying this once for you and three times for me today. So, you know, we learn to trust that that intuitive energy is coming in to give us those revelations, and those revelations that we, that hit us and change our consciousness, change our mindset in the moment, so that we can see something totally differently. And, you know, maybe we were going left when we needed to go right, and that revelation comes in and smacks us upside the head sometimes, and we go, oh yeah, what am I doing? I need to go right, not left. Okay, we can do this. And we trust it, and we trust it, and nobody can talk us out of it. And think of times in your life where you have had an intuition that you followed, and you might have had, you know, three or four people on the outside trying to talk you out of it because it doesn't make rational sense, or it doesn't seem to fit, or yeah, but you've been talking for years about doing such and such, and now all of a sudden you want to do this other thing. Where did that come from? Well, nobody can talk you out of it because you just know it's the right thing to do. I don't know why it's the right thing to do this other thing rather than the thing I've been talking about for 4 or 5 years, but I just know I have to do it. And that confidence is gold. That confidence is gold, not just in our everyday life and what's happening on the outside, but that confidence on the inside is powerful, because then the more we trust it, the more we trust it, the more it works for us and in and through us. And any feeling of separateness disappears, you know, when we have that flow coming in and through us. How could we feel separate? It's always there. It's always part of us, even if we just kind of feeling that, you know, an experience I've had of that and trying to describe it. It's just knowing we're not alone, and knowing that there's something wiser guiding us and supporting us, however we need. Meditation aligns our body, mind, and soul. Thank you, God, for aligning my conscious, subconscious, and superconscious mind. And our conscious mind is the one that rattles on all the time, that we are working to clarify and quiet during our meditation time. Our subconscious is our storage of all the experiences we've ever had, that we've got those thoughts that creep in that we are working on understanding and quieting, so that that superconscious mind, or our higher self, that has access to that ocean of knowledge and wisdom, can come through and show us, okay, this piece of subconscious, this was actually my spiritual power tool that I opened up to today, the subconscious mind. And okay, so what is the information coming up that I need to know? And I have to be quiet and still enough to know why that message came through today. And this type of spiritual alignment redirects our mental energy from the outside, pulling in information from the outside and trying to figure it out, to listening for information from the inside and letting the mind. I've heard Jane say before that the mind learns how to use itself differently. So the intuition uses the mind instead of the mind making all of our decisions and being what's in charge. And the mind is there to help manifest, to help act upon what comes from the intuition. And it's the servant instead of the boss, as it has been. We can go beyond that conscious mind into, and beyond the subconscious mind into the superconscious mind, so that as we are doing our spiritual work of clearing what's ours to clear from our subconscious mind, learning about our whole self, learning about how karma works, learning about reincarnation, learning about intuition, learning about all sorts of things, how to support other people, we tap into that information that guides us and teaches us all of those things, and we become more connected with that infinite consciousness than we do our human self. And the superconscious mind, as Jane uses it in spiritual power tools and other teachings, is also the God consciousness, our higher self. It's the silence within. You can call it the now moment, the now where everything is connected. Everything is, everything just is. And we're tapping into that as we are silencing our minds. That now experience, that now presence, or that silence within is where everything can be known to us and through us. And all our solutions are available there. Jane led a meditation in a class years ago that where we visualize and created within ourselves a spiritual solution room. So anytime we needed a spiritual solution, we would go into that room that we created in our imaginations and just hung out there until we were downloaded with whatever we needed to be downloaded. We would spend time there. And again, we may not get our answers right there in that meditation space, but that internal spiritual solutions room, but we were being downloaded and we knew that, and we know that that information will come as we need it. So let's meditate. Let's see, I'm going to get back here so I can see you all. All right, so we're going to let all that information go right now and just connect with that space within your center. However you've been doing that, that has been working for you during this month of meditation, increasing your meditation time, committing extra to your meditation time and space, I invite you just to tap into that right now. That center for enlightenment that is within you. And what feels like such a big effort sometimes to keep our meditation time is nothing compared to the readiness of God consciousness to be there for us and to help us wake up, to help us through whatever we need to work through, but especially when our intention is to just be more that higher self. So we can create a spiritual solution room right now. Imagine yourself going up, 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 maybe an elevator or an escalator or stairs, just going up, up, up into this room, leaving everything on the ground, leaving thoughts, concerns, to-do lists, just leave it all on the ground. And we reach that top floor. And enter a room that is quiet and still and loving and supportive. And you walk into it and you feel that connection in your heart. You feel soothed, supported. And let that room look like whatever it needs to. How is it decorated? What kind of furniture is there? And somewhere in this room is a table, some kind of a table, whatever it looks like to you, whatever kind of table you want. And on that table is a box, just a little box. Maybe it looks like a treasure box. Mine looks like a decorated treasure box. And in this box, you can put whatever question you have, whatever concern may have followed you up. And in my room, my question magically appears on a piece of paper, and I put that paper with my concern inside the box. And I close the lid and I let it go. I don't give it one more thought. I know it's being put into the universe. Now all I have to do is listen. In this spiritual solution room, let there be a chair that you sit in, your listening chair. It is the most comfortable chair you've ever sat in before, and you just let yourself sit down. Your body melts into it. Relaxes. So that your mind no longer notices your body. And feel yourself moving into that space of receptivity. Open heart, clear mind. Every cell of your body is receptive. And now we just listen for whatever wants to come in. It's always the perfect revelation. Many revelations for our day to come. Many revelations for the week and weeks and months ahead. So you just listen. There's a button on your chair. called silence. And when a thought comes through, you just push that button and it disappears, just vanishes, evaporates. Allowing you to better be in receptivity. And now I take a deep breath and know that for now we received whatever we've needed to for this time. And slowly get up out of this chair in your spiritual solutions room. I like to say a prayer of gratitude for that time, and I invite you to do that in your own way. And we walk out of our room and taking that energy and all those revelations that have been planted in and through us, and that lifting of our vibration, we just embraced with that. We slowly descend back to the ground in your elevator or escalator or stairs, moving platform, whatever you imagine. It's going slowly, gently back down, carrying all that with us, all that energy, that support, that love, infinite, infinite love. And feel yourself in your chair, in your third dimensional room. Feel your body, your energy in your body. When you're ready, take a deep breath. Open your eyes if you wish, or just continue with your meditation time after we end our time together today. And if anything came to mind, write it down. Remember to keep track of all those good things that come up from your meditation time. And just a couple of more concrete items. We invite you to our Thursday Q&A support group at 7 p.m. Eastern time to share your experiences, your revelations that have come to you during the week, and just to get that support and backup along with other people on this journey with us. And thank you for joining us today and Thursday, and anytime you can. The Center for Enlightenment is supported by your donations and your presence and participation and all that is available, our website and social media, YouTube. So much information has been placed there over the last 20 something years, 22 years. And is available to you. So thank you for your support. Thank you for your love. And thank you for being here most of all. Have a wonderful week. And I look forward to seeing you again very soon. Bye-bye for now.